This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferrett.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. First, you know the feeling. You're approaching an intersection with a four-way stop sign, and you see other cars all getting there at the same time, too. Well, what are you going to do? Will law and order be followed, or will the often chaotic gray area of that stop sign etiquette play out?
Our next guest wants to know who you are going to be in this situation. He's laid out some of the personality profiles of Wisconsin drivers at the four-way stop. You can join in, by the way, at 800-642-1234. Are you sometimes baffled by that four-way stop, or are you baffled by the behavior of others when you come to that intersection? Join in at 800-642-1234. Mike Paulus joins us now. He's the online editor at Volume 1. His latest article, we have this linked on our Facebook page, spells out the different personality types you might encounter at a four-way stop. Mike, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me to, you know, talk about these extremely important issues.
Well, it's one of those things everybody has encountered, everybody who's driven, I should say, at one point or another in their lives. What sparked your interest in trying to suss out why we do what we do at four-way stops?
Well, I was inspired to write this after driving around Eau Claire for a better part of 15 years with my wife and listening to her get kind of vocal about the different people we meet at the four-way stops around Eau Claire.
Yeah, and I suppose, I mean, do we stick to a type, you think, or do we change depending on the mood that we're in?
Well, I suppose it kind of depends on how your day went, but I think you probably have, if you're the kind of person who falls into certain routines in your daily life, you'll probably fit one of these four-way stop profiles every time you pull up to one.
And this is one of those, I mean, it's weird because there's some ambiguity. I mean, I think people kind of know the rule of the road, but there's situations where, oh, did I get there a second ahead of that person, a second behind that person? This is a situation that it, unless we're really observant, it's not always cut and dried.
Well, looking at the reaction that we got from this online at volume1.org and on our Facebook page, most people reacting to this don't think there's any ambiguity at all. And they're pretty annoyed at their fellow drivers for not knowing exactly what to do and when.
Okay, Mike, you got to walk us through. What's the first type?
Well, the first type of person is probably the most common type of person who just can't figure out a four-way stop, and I call them the no-you-goer. Because they embody the phrase, no, you go, when they come up to a stop sign. And I think they're a product of kind of a Midwestern upbringing. They're very polite, and so they defer their turn to someone else. They might wave at you. They might mouth the words, no, you go, or give you a come-hither gesture, perhaps. Unfortunately, even though their heart's in the right place, they put everyone else in the awkward situation of having to cut in line and take a turn and be impolite. And for people who know the rules and know when their turn is, being told to go or offered to go when they're not supposed to is just confusing and infuriating.
And in your piece, you point toward this clip from the show Portlandia, the no you goer.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Then you go.
No, you first.
Then you go.
I'm going to go after you.
Get the road jack.
No, you go.
Then you go.
No, you go.
Then you go.
No, you go.
No, you go.
I'm not going until you go.
No, you go.
I'm not going to go until you go.
No, you go.
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 Well, that show's set in Portland, but it maybe highlights the aggressive politeness of the Midwesterner, Mike.
I think the problem we have, at least around Eau Claire, is that people aren't literally talking to each other that way, so you're kind of left guessing why the other person wants you to go first. I also think, besides just being polite, I think some people are a no-you-goer because they just don't want the responsibility of knowing when to go, and so they just rather wait till the intersection's clear before they decide to cross it.
I will cop to that one, because sometimes I'm not sure, and I've been slightly thinking about something else, and I get there, so you might as well be polite and let the other person go first, because maybe it's their turn. I'm not really sure.
Well, yeah. I can understand.
Mike
that,
will never like me again after I just admitted that. I can tell in your voice you were done with me
judgment
right when that happened.
Well, then there's the opposite extreme, the me-go person they got to go first.
Yeah, I guess I would call that the driver who ain't got time for this. I like to see this person as somebody who they have places to go and people to see, and if you're going to come to a complete stop and you know the way the law says you're supposed to, then that's your problem because they've got places to go and people to see. So they'll just kind of start rolling through the stop sign, and then I would assume that in their head they're in the Matrix. and the world has slowed down around them, and they're able to move like a bullet through the intersection, diving into the open spaces until they get all the way through and just kind of rattle off, leaving everyone behind them extremely annoyed. And I assume, I've never talked to somebody who I've seen do this, but I can only assume that they believe everyone behind them is just in awe and very impressed at their bold maneuvering, but really we just hope they rear-end a cop.
And that one's kind of dangerous. There's another type that I guess is also dangerous in its own way. It's the one you sort of are testing the waters.
Yeah, the tester of the waters.
Yeah.
Well, the tester of the waters, in lieu of actually paying attention to the cars and knowing when it's their turn, they'll get up there, see nobody's moving, and then they'll just hesitantly nudge out into the intersection just to kind of see what happens, you know, and kind of play it by ear. Unfortunately, what this usually does is it triggers this weird kind of infinite loop where another driver will start to move as well, and so the first driver will stop. The tester of the waters will stop, and then the other car stops. So the first car starts, and then the second car starts, and then the first car stops, and the second car stops. And they entered this kind of time warp where they both perpetually start and stop without ever actually getting across the intersection throughout the entirety of space and time. And the rest of us just have to sit there and watch while our ice cream gets squishy.
And now the last type that offends you, I will say I did in my earlier days of driving, maybe it's because I didn't know any better, or maybe it's because I was fresh out of driving school and knew everything, the person who directs. So you're there. All right, I know that person we tied, but they're on the right. I know it's their turn to go first. I'm going to point them over. I'm going to point and direct. I don't do this anymore. I'm going to say that right now. It's been a long time. But in my teens, I was the four-way stop director.
The Mr. Director, yes, I would call this the worst four-way stopper in all the land.
I was young. I was foolish.
See, and you thought I was bad, Mike.
Well, I'm not talking about you maybe specifically, but this person is usually kind of condescending, and they're kind of a take-charge kind of person, and they know that four-way stops are a tricky situation, like you did. So they pull up, and they're ready to be the king of the intersection. So you don't have to actually do any thinking at all, because they will direct you. Usually with a curt little two-finger wave pointing you in the direction you're supposed to go, as if you didn't know. It's especially bad if it's not actually your turn to go, and they're telling you that it's your turn to go, and there's no reason to thank this person. They do it all throughout the kindness of their hearts, and I just really hope they drive into a ditch someday.
Mike, is that person usually a guy, maybe with long blonde hair?
I have very short blonde hair.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that part out loud. Or is it sometimes a woman who's doing the directing?
I honestly have only ever seen men do this in Eau Claire. I'm sure anybody can be a director at the intersection, but I've only experienced the male of the species doing this.
And those are the four types who get it wrong. There's a magical fifth type, Mike.
The payer of attention. Yes. This is the person who pulls up to the four-way stop, paying attention to all the other motorists. They probably knew a four-way stop was coming before they even got up to it. And they know when they should go, and they take their turn with confidence. And they're just a unicorn driving around on wheels of pure sunlight, as far as I'm concerned. And I think they should have their vehicle registration fees waived for all eternity.
But given that it almost never works out like that, where you get to a four-way stop and everyone is that magical unicorn, do you think that maybe just four-way stops don't work and we should have stoplights or we should have roundabouts?
Well, I would prefer the roundabout, personally. although roundabouts, I could write a whole other thing just about roundabouts and how I know people like my parents who grew up in Wisconsin don't understand and despise them. But I would prefer a roundabout myself, yeah.
And, Mike, you write that everybody thinks that their locality is the worst at four-way stops, but you know better. You know it's Eau Claire.
Yes. I'm sure anywhere you live, if you're a frustrated driver, you assume the drivers in your city are the worst at something like four-way stops. But I can just say, with absolutely no scientific proof or data to back it up, that Eau Claire is the worst.
So what advice do you have for those of us who want to be better? We want to be the magical driving on sunlight person. What do you suggest when we get there legally and just getting into the right mental frame of mind?
Well, just be an alert driver, and when you're driving up to a four-way stop, you should know it's a four-way stop before you get there, and you should be paying attention to the other drivers, a while before you actually come to your stop. If it's a busy one and there's cars in front of you, you have to wait for it. It's actually pretty easy because there's already some starting and stopping going on. So you should be able to survey the situation before you have to, you know, get up there and take your turn.
Mike, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for joining us. It's been a lot of fun.
No problem. Thanks so much.
That's Mike Paulus, online editor at Volume 1. We've been talking about the four-way stop in legal theory and in real-world practice. We have his article linked on the Central Time Facebook page, and while you're there, let us know if there's a particular kind of four-way stop driver that bugs you. Own up if you fit one of the four-way stop malefactors he talked about there. And let us know if you think your community is the worst at this or any other form of driving. Again, that's on the Central Time Facebook page.
So, Rob, you are no longer a
director.
What are you now?
I just try to get it right. You know, I don't do the inch out unless somebody else foils me by inching out. I think, oh, are they going to go? Because the laws of physics will outweigh the laws of the land if I pull out and they pull out at the same time.
Right. But, and I will say in my own defense that I'm usually a payer of attention.
Right. I think so. Well, we all think we're above average drivers. We're all Lake Wobegon drivers, if you will.
We're from Wisconsin.
Exactly.